This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I am holding in my hands a book that has a title that at first I almost thought it was something I must have written myself. It must have been an autobiography. It's entitled Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. At least you can be assured that political correctness will not be an obstacle within this conversation. Joe Messina is a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy. He does a radio program every night on Genesis, GenesisLive.com. So he's easy to find, probably easier to find than I am. And, Joe, I just couldn't imagine somebody daring to write a book with that title. Oh, way to go, buddy.
Well, thank you. Yeah, look, it's everything that everybody has been taught to love to hate, right, over the last 8 years? You know, if you think about it.
Yeah, and taught not to say.
No, you're exactly right. And it, and you and I, in a prior discussion, I said to you that over the last few years, when I talk about women's issues, I'm told I can't talk about women's issues because I don't have a uterus. And when I talk about black issues, I don't have black skin, so I can't talk about those. And, you know, why I got to stop shoving my religion down other people's throats, even though they can shove theirs down mine. All these things I was told I couldn't talk about being the American of Italian descent that I am, I couldn't stop. So I had to write about it and get it off my chest.
Isn't it interesting that you and I have to beware of offending people? They don't have to give a second thought to how outrageous anything they might say is. They can offend away, but if you belong to a certain species, shall I say, of the American population, well, then it's just fair game, you know. Might as well get our hunting rifles sighted in, you know.
You know, Larry, we used to remember the old saying that, you know, you're lower than pond scum, right? I mean, now I think that the title has been changed. You are lower than a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy. I think that's the new saying out there. I can't get any lower than that.
It
apparently.
Certainly might. No, you can't. And hopefully nobody proves us wrong, because that would really be some sad sack. I just love this one line that you had. You know, just like Mom said, I can grow up to be anything I want to be. And now, well, I used to be a guy, but now I'm a girl.
You know,
is that nuts or what?
And it's funny, before I came on the show, I was listening to a clip from my show tonight, and it's a clip where somebody comes out, and they look, you know, I don't know. We used to call them, in the 70s, it was kind of like asexual. You can't tell whether they're a guy or a girl because of the haircut and the way and that kind of stuff. And the person is going on to say, you know, gender has been shoved down our throats. You've decided that we were male or female. After thousands or millions of years of evolution, we're still stuck with male or female. Your gender is whatever you think it is. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, you know, this young man really bought into his mom saying to him, you can be whatever you want to be. We've got 57-year-old men.
Hey, I know.
Go ahead.
You're out there in California with all those freeways. How about if I decide that I can come out there and visit you, and I'll drive on any side of the road I want to drive on, and it'll be my way.
Yep. Yeah, it is this mentality that whatever I believe to be truth is truth, and it doesn't matter what you believe. Larry, they've taken the dictionary to a whole new level. If you think about it, they've decided what words mean, right? Homophobic, racism, bigot, hater. They have rewritten the definitions of these words, and we as old white guys, forgive me, we have acquiesced and allowed them to do all of this, and we shouldn't be. We should be pushing back, not in a violent way, but we definitely should be pushing back because common sense has been flushed down the toilet, and I don't know if we can get it out of the water treatment plant again. I'm not so sure.
No, it's going to take some reclamation, that's for sure. A lot of rinsing, a lot of drying in the sun. You mentioned that university not far from me, Johns Hopkins, which has a world-class reputation, mm-hmm. certainly their medical school, nixed a Chick-fil-A on their campus because it might offend some of the LGBTQ, ABCD, EF, whatever group of people with mental problems. And I thought, you know, this. I made a little note on that. This is something that the Soviets did. They declared you to be a kulak, meaning an enemy farmer, a farmer that actually made money, or that you might not be even a human being like in Nazi Germany. And so words mean whatever you want them to mean, and that's when we start walking down the primrose path to totalitarianism.
Yeah, when they've got it down now. I don't know how much you follow it. We do a lot of social stories on the show, but they've got it down to now where they have young white people at colleges across the country that they're feeling bad about being white, something they have no control over whatsoever, something that they had no part of. Slavery, most of these white kids today on campus have no understanding of slavery. Nobody in their family, in their immediate family anyway, had anything to do with slavery, but somehow they're being made responsible for slavery. They should feel guilty for slavery. They should feel guilty about their white privilege. Well, look at, I am a white guy. You look at my skin, and I write about this in the book. I am a white guy. I grew up in one of the poorest parts of the country. And now I live in a decent area. I don't live in Beverly Hills, but I live in a nice area of California because I decided to get out of the city. I decided to make my life better. And it wasn't because I was white. Let me tell you what. In the 70s, if you were Italian in Boston, you weren't considered this up and comer. You were good for cleaning the streets, digging ditches, and maybe cleaning toilets out. That's about all you were able to do. So I'm so tired of
and listening to some derogatory. Yeah, and you also had to listen to some derogatory terms to describe Italians. And,
oh, you,
I don't know. We're not allowed to use those words regarding blacks, so I'm not sure whether we. But it was pretty bad.
Well, I use those terms for Italians on my show, and I always say the same thing. I say, look, it, I can use, I'll use some of the lighter versions. You know, I can use greaseball, dago, wop. I mean, I can use those terms apparently because I'm Italian, so therefore I'm able to use negative terminologies. But I can't use the N-word unless you're black. Right? And I got news for you. I've even had white people send me emails and say, why do you say those kind of things about yourself and your people? Well, first off, they're not my people. I'm an American. I happen to be of Italian descent, and I appreciate my Italian heritage. But I'm an American, number one. Number two is the words don't mean anything unless you let them mean something. You know, people, when the gym teachers and when we moved to a more suburban area would make fun of me for being Italian, one of my uncles said to me, look, that's just ignorance. You cannot get violent or crazy over stupid people.
No, well, you'd be
I would have been in
violent
jail.
Or crazy all the time. Yeah, it'd be very tiring because you'd always be so exercised because the country increasingly with our fixation with political correctness seems to be stuck on stupid. And if we're going to let that get us angry, oh my. Nobody's going to want to be around anybody else because we'll be angry all the time.
Well, think about a conversation you're having with somebody and you're parsing every word. You're, well, I'll let you. Yeah. We got to
well,
go.
Let's come back and parse some more after a few messages here. We're going to be back and talk with Joe Messina. He's the author of Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, and you can find him at therealside.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My pleasure. pleasure to be talking today with Joe Messina. He's the author of Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. He's also a host on a three-hour daily show every night on this network, the Genesis Communications Network. So I presume you're not lacking for things to do, Joe, because my preparation for this once-a-week hourly show makes me think that I would have to be working 48 hours a day in order to do a three-hour show 5 days a week. My hat's off to you.
Well, thank you. You know, listen, my audience is great. They send me more crazy stories from around the world and from around this country. It's real easy to tie these things together and see what direction we're heading in. And again, one of the nudges for writing the book was looking at all the craziness that we've allowed to happen. Think about it. When do we push back?
When do we push back? And we'd better, because as I said at the beginning, I see in this playing with words business, words that we're not allowed to say. This is, you know, the kind of thing that happened to the Chick-fil-A at the Johns Hopkins University. You can't come on this campus because your owner, who's now deceased, was a pro-traditional marriage, let's see, right-wing Bible-thumping white guy. And so we can't have that on our Johns Hopkins University campus. And Jews are somewhat the target of this political correctness. There are many universities now where they're really getting hammered. And yet I think generally it's Christians who are getting hammered even more. It's okay, as you point out in the book, it's okay to microaggress Christians. You can talk about Christians being stupid, fuddy-duddy, terrorizing me, really scare me. Isn't that what late-night comics have as part of their standard fare, to make fun of Christians? Just don't do that about an ethnic minority.
No, or a Muslim. Let's be honest about it. Look, recently...
That's a good point, because they're not an ethnic minority, as some people seem to think.
No, they look, it's funny how we've come down to compartmentalizing who we can make fun of and who we can't, who we can ridicule and who we can't. And I look at some of the things that are going on, and I say, so here we have a school that can, and it happens here in California, we have schools that have prayer rooms for Muslims. Now, again... We get when a Christian wants to bring a Bible or open up a Bible at a school, we get all this separation of state and religion and all these things you can't do. You can't bring the Bible and you can't talk about God, but we can have a prayer room on campus so that they can go pray. I think it's three times a day cuts into their learning time, so they get to go pray. That seems to be okay. You can make fun of Christians. You can ridicule Christians. You can shut down Bible studies on schools, but don't you dare do that to any other group, if you know what I'm saying, right? I mean, any other Muslim or Islamic group, you're going to have a problem on your hands. You mentioned the Jewish community. Here in California, one of the Jewish magazines called out that the California college system, public college system, is one of the most anti-Semitic college systems in the country, next to New York. That there are more kids, more young people that are thrown out of positions of authority, are not welcome into positions of authority, who actually have anti-Jewish groups on campus here in California than anywhere else in the country. And we're supposed to be the open ones, right? We're supposed to be open to all kinds of free thought and free conversation.
Yeah, that is certainly the image, and yet that doesn't seem to be the way it works. And if you want to start a fight, say, well, maybe we could pray about that. Oh, yikes! What did he just say? one of the things that I've not been able to get out of my craw is Al Gore. He's left the political scene pretty much, but he's so big, if you know what I mean, kind of living large, we could say. What do you suppose? He's 100 pounds overweight. You talk about fighting global warming. Al, just shut your mouth. Here is a great example that if you are of the favored religion, global warming, a.k.a. climate change, you can be flat, stupid, wrong 24/7, and people will still bow down to you. I guess it was that way in Israel when the Philistines would come in and people would start worshiping Baal and all these other false gods, knowing better, but just doing it anyway. And here's Al Gore. He's been so wrong, it's embarrassing about his predictions about climate change, global warming. They probably renamed it from global warming to climate change as much as anything because of him. He's making all these predictions, and none of them come true. You do. And Nietzsche, you had a couple of these jokers that, according to them, we should be all in the frying pan by now.
Well, it gets better than that. Look, at the original Earth Day, I think it was back in the late 60s, early 70s, all the tree huggers came out for a big convention, and they talked about all the things that would happen. And, you know, in the Old Testament of the Bible, when a prophet said, thus say the Lord, and this is what's going to happen, it didn't happen, they were allowed to stone him to death. You know, Al Gore would have been killed about 30
stones. Yeah.
he would have been stoned about 32 times over. In the original... they made about 15 predictions, you know, including that New York would be uninhabitable within 20 years. Now, we're talking about early 70s. I don't know about you, but I think we're past the 20-year mark. But they were talking about, a third of the Earth's population dying because there wouldn't be enough water to grow food. New York would be so far underwater, it would be, and they're talking downtown, Manhattan, that it would be uninhabitable because of the melting of the polar ice caps. I mean, you can go down every one of these things that they said were going to happen, and they readjusted them over the years, but they only adjusted them out by 5 years or so. Not one of their predictions has happened.
I'd like to ask, kind of half seriously, and what would be wrong if New York City were deep in water?
Well, if it happened before the election, we would have been fine. You know what I'm saying? I'm still waiting for the big one to make California its own island.
Well, they keep predicting it, and it keeps not happening. Oh, well. But anyway, Al Gore is just, I've never figured it out because he kind of epitomizes, he personifies the word pompous. If you want to know what pompous means, get out a video of Al Gore giving a talk.
Oh yeah.
And he can't order a hamburger, I'm sure, without pontificating, without lecturing. The guy, I think a simpler word is he's a bore. Talking with Joe Messina, ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy, does a show on this network, The Real Side. We're going to be back and talk some more.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Joe Messina, and he is the author of a very fascinating little book, a delightful read, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can find him on the web at The Real Side, and you might say, well, what is all this? It's a very entertaining guest you've got, Larry, but what in the world does all of this political correctness stuff have to do with, say, firearms? Well, think San Bernardino. Joe, I'm so glad you included mention of that or discussion of that in your book. The two Muslim killers, and I do think it's important that we identify their religion. It wasn't their race. It was their religion.
Mm-hmm.
They did it to honor their prophet. And political correctness ended up killing a bunch of people in San Bernardino. Come on, how can that be?
I look at that and I say to myself, here's a bunch of Muslim guys in a garage. I don't know how much your listeners know about the story, but there had been things going on in the garage of that home for months and months and months, and they were working on things in the middle of the night. Middle Eastern men were coming and going, and everybody's
profiling.
Oh my God, I can't believe you're doing that. Well, listen, let me. I could go off on this. We could spend 2 hours doing this. I get the biggest kick out of this. If you're in South Central Los Angeles, which is 110% black community, okay, and two white guys are riding through the streets there in a brand new Bentley, all right, they're obviously lost. I don't have the profile. They're obviously in the wrong place.
Automatically profiled.
Right.
You said they don't belong here.
Especially if they're looking around petrified, you know they really don't belong there. But here's the deal. You know, it is okay to kind of sum up the situation and say, okay, there might be something amiss here. Maybe the guys did take a wrong turn. They ended up in the wrong place. But when you've got all this stuff going on in this country, this terrorism going on in this country, hey, microterrorism, maybe we just coined a new term, and you've got a bunch of activity going on in a garage at night with Middle Eastern men coming and going, picking up the phone and calling your local police and say, look, I don't know if this means anything, but this is what's happening. Could you at least check it out? The two people who were suspicious, the only reason they didn't call and report, the only reason they didn't try to save 14 lives that were killed that day, was they didn't want to be labeled as racists. Think about that.
They didn't get labeled, and 14 people got dead.
Yeah, because we're afraid. Mainstream media has beaten us into a frenzy of fear. We're so afraid, we started to say before the break, we're parsing every word in every conversation we have is to make sure we don't offend anybody. Look, I'll offend you till the cows come home if it saves one life. If I could save one life, I'm going to offend you.
Really? Really, it shouldn't be too big a problem. But some words are just obviously inherently offensive. And you went to the University of New Hampshire, so to speak, to find one of the most offensive words. And it's American. Wow.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's not just, around in this country, when it happens on one campus, it becomes like the flu. It goes right through, it's like everybody's in the same room with the same petri dish. It goes right through the campuses across the country. And now there are terms like, where are you from? Those are offensive. They're no longer allowed on campus because you're inferring they're from somewhere else. They're not from this country.
How in the world am I supposed to start a conversation with somebody I don't know?
Exactly. All right. I mean, listen, if let's just be honest about it. If you've got a Middle Eastern person, you've got somebody that looks like maybe they have more Greek features, you know. And listen, Greeks, Spaniards, they're very proud of some of the features that they have. And you say to yourself, why wouldn't you say, hey, you know, you don't look like you're from here. Where are you? Oh, your parents, your family's originally from Greece? That's cool. How old were you when you came over? See, that's a positive conversation the left doesn't see us having. What they think we as conservatives, you know, we right-wing Bible-thumping white guys are going to say, oh, your family's from Greece? Why don't you go back there? See, that's how they see the conversation going. We can't be proud to be Americans because apparently that means that everybody else can't be proud because only Americans can be proud. The way that
you know, I wish it were that simple because I'd like to invite the liberals to go back to wherever they came from.
I think they should all go to California and we should support CalExit. That's my personal opinion. I would put money into that, you know.
Well, and then you'd probably have to move up to the new state of Jefferson, which I understand would just love to see the rest of California go.
We've had people try to break the state up into three states, six states, whatever. It's the state is so different, Larry. When you go, it's almost like going up and down the East Coast. It just changes drastically in certain areas of the state, but. But common sense still eludes in the state. When referendums, California is one of the few states that you can put laws or the general populace can put laws in the ballot box and we can vote on them. And those laws are usually voted in with very high percentages, very conservative type of laws. But it seems that they vote in only the most liberal, you know, of legislators who overturn those same laws that the people voted in to begin with. I don't understand it. It's got to be something in the air, in the water, whatever. Just crazy.
It is kind of frustrating. You think you've resolved the issue when you have a plebiscite, if you will, an initiative where the people themselves put a measure on the ballot,
mm-hmm.
and then they elect, as you say, the polar opposite. It's a. But we were talking about how the word American is one of the microaggression words, I guess, that the political correct crowd doesn't like us to use. And as I was reading that, I made a note. This is one of the big reasons for Donald Trump and his success.
Amen.
This yeah. is what had people, still does, so chapped that, you know, frankly, Trump wasn't our first choice here at Gun Owners of America.
Nope.
But when it came to him versus Hillary Clinton, she was more of the same on steroids. Of course I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. You know, and I was pleasantly surprised that he was able to beat her. Hooray. But I can get it why he had support among a lot of people early on in the political process, because he was self-consciously, explicitly tapping into this sentiment that when they see some bozo who knows more than they do from the ivy-covered halls, they, you know, they're fed up right up to their chinny-chin-chin. They're not going to take it anymore.
Larry, 8 years. We spent 8 years of somebody telling us, a whole group of people telling us how bad it was to be an American, how Americans were bullies across the world, how Americans were seen as the oppressors. This is what our own government was telling us. And the head of our government, the head of our country, was out and about in other countries telling people, you know, we're going to change, we're going to become kinder, we're going to, because we're so nasty, we're so mean, we're sorry for everything we've done before. And then we have somebody who comes in and says, you know what? Yes. America is great. And we're going to bring it up to its greatness level again. And we're going to be proud to be Americans again. Change the whole atmosphere of this country.
What Obama should do in the last few days that he has is to go over to Normandy and pick up all those crosses from the beach. Because that's something that America did. And, you know, I think there are still a few Europeans that kind of remember that. Certainly, I remember talking to some of my relatives that had very vivid memories of that. And that's why when they saw the flag, they would get a tear in their eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love these people that see the flag as an oppressive flag. My mother, my family hails from Italy. You know, there's the sound. But the bottom line was that when they saw that American flag come around the corner, they knew they were safe.
Yeah, it wasn't like seeing the swastika come around the corner. Talking with Joe Messina, rambling to the right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. You can find him at the Genesis Communication Network or therealside.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking with Joe Messina. He is an author. He's got a daily talk show on the Genesis Communications Network. You can find him on the line online at therealside.com. And we're talking a little bit about some of the outrageous and politically incorrect, insensitive things that he's written in his book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And as I said at the beginning, that could have been my autobiography. Joe, you stole my title. But anyway, one of the points that you raised in the book was the love affair that the Democrats have had with Castro. And it kind of illustrates the love affair they have with basically anybody that's killed over, I don't know, 100 people. There may be a minimum before you can get into the worship circle. But once you are some kind of bloodthirsty thug like Castro, all of us, I mean, look at the eulogies that were gushing when this piece of dirt finally got returned to the earth. He was a guy that had shot and killed some 25,000, mostly men and boys, in obtaining and keeping power. His Navy, quote unquote, would shoot people in rafts and leaky dinghies and small boats trying to escape his paradise. And yet none of that seemed to diminish the ardor that the left has had for this thug, and now it, I'm sure, transfers effortlessly and seamlessly to his brother Raul. But isn't it amazing that the Democrats almost universally, and happily this is one thing that Republicans are fairly immune from, they do lots of stupid things because, after all, they are the stupid party. But at least Castro worship doesn't seem to be something the Republicans have been terribly proficient at.
No, and I think it comes. Look, the joke is the Dems have the big tent, and we don't. We're just old white guys. And if you look at who we put up for a presidential choice, who we put up for gubernatorial choices, it's the whole spectrum. It's men, it's women, it's young, it's old, it's white, it's thin. You look at the Democrat side. What do we get? We got four old white people. That's the best they could do for presidential candidates. But we're the ones that don't have any diversity. So when you look at the people in our party, we have Cubans. We have people that have run from socialist and communist regimes to come to this country. And then you look at Cuba, or some of them who came from Cuba said, look, my parents were killed there. My uncles and aunts were killed there. Why are we not pushing them to change first? There was no push. This president thinks a good deal is when we give up everything and the country we're making a deal with gives up nothing. It's just always amazing to me when I see some of you. You can go back to the Iranian deal and a few others. And you're right.
Of course, that's because the president hates America. And that's why I don't think he had any coattails whatsoever. The fascination with the first black guy to be president seems to have finally faded. Mm-hmm. And it was not a transferable love affair. It was Obama, and then when Clinton came on the scene, here's a gal that was competing against an avowed Bolshevik, Bernie Sanders, honeymooned in the Soviet Union, where they at the time were murdering people by the dozens a day. And this is a guy that is your kindly old uncle. If I had an uncle like that, man, he'd be locked in the attic.
But wait a minute. You got to give Bernie credit for one thing. He unabashedly was not ashamed of anything he believed in. When he was at the podium, he was telling you what he believed, what he was going to do, and how he was going to do it. And I said to people, my God, if you have any respect for the guy whatsoever, you may not care for anything he's going to do, but he's up there telling you what he's going to do.
And the
other ones aren't doing that.
If Clinton hadn't been able to rig the primary convention rules, he might have won the nomination.
Yep.
An actual Bolshevik, mass murdering support communist could have been the Democrat nominee were it not for a few changes in time.
Well, the Dems do what they do well. They stole it away from him, you know, and others. They headed in the direction they wanted to go. And I guess thank God for that little favor.
I stand corrected. She is from Chicago, after all.
Oh, God. You know, I joke about this stuff all the time, but you got to laugh about it. It's so true. It's if you look at the Chicago way, what was the old joke? Vote early, vote often. You know, you look at in Los Angeles, we had over 60,000 votes were cast that were from dead people, variations of the same name at the same address. People that were voting in other states were also voting here in California. 60,000.
Democrats really believe in voting.
You know, Harry Houdini, when he died, he said, "I'll be back." And I'm wondering if he was a Republican and just can't break the barrier, because it seems that Democrats seem to be able to break that barrier on a regular basis, especially when it comes to voting for their people.
Either that or he has come back and he's using an assumed name in a voting booth in Chicago.
No, it is when you have 108% of a district or precinct that's voted, 118% Virginia, they out there, they had people that were 140 and 160 voting. I've often said, just a little common sense, if you're sitting there and somebody was born 152 years ago, pick up the phone. How about you pick up the phone and call them and say, Margaret, are you really 150? Sweet Jesus, are you 152 years old for real? Why doesn't anybody think of these things?
And should I send you an absentee ballot? Surely it's difficult for you to move.
and that ID that you have that was originally written on a piece of parchment paper, you know, maybe we'll get you a new one and laminate it for you at this point.
We'll put this thingy on it called a photograph. Did you ever hear of that, yeah. Margaret? I mean, you're so old.
you get this stuff and you're thinking to yourself, but Larry, we broke the barrier this time. I do not think that Trump was a vote for Republicans. That's my personal opinion. I think Trump was a vote for not the same old way, enough of the same old politics. I think Trump hit that American nerve, the American patriotic nerve that the Democrats have moved away from. And I still believe that a lot of Republicans take that for granted. You know, you wave the flag of an American, I'm a patriot, but what does it really mean? What are you willing to do? What are you willing to give up to be a patriot? And I think we've lost that. I think there's a very small sliver in the middle that really understand what it's like to give something, to suffer, to sacrifice, to be a true patriot, a true lover of America.
Well, now, according to Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, black boys are giving up an awful lot to be Americans because, according to her, and this is, I believe, just about a quote, they're being hunted down like animals.
Yep, in the streets. Yep, she says that the...
it's in the streets then, of
policemen,
course.
Policemen put on their badges and the uniforms and their guns in the morning to go out and hunt down young black men like animals. And you know what? They let her get away with that comment. Yet Mrs. Clinton running for president, what did she call those same young black men back when her husband was president? She called those same young black men super predators.
That's all right. She called you and me deplorable. I don't think she likes.
I've been called worse. I've been called worse. So that was kind of a compliment for me. But
well, yeah, okay, good point. But it just seems to me like this lady is really angry at everybody.
Yeah.
And that finally was something the media could not hide. Nobody likes Hillary Clinton. The people that voted for her, probably very few of them said, "Oh, she just reminds me of Aunt Susie."
I had people around me that I spoke with who were voting for her for one reason only, because she was a woman. And wouldn't it be great to have the first woman president? And I said, yeah, would have been great to have Carly Fiorina. It would have been great. You know, I mean, I could give you a list of women that would have been so much better at the job. You know, it's just amazing to me. But they don't think that deep. That's not really what they meant. What they really meant was it would be great to have a female Democrat in place of that. And listen, I'll use their own words against them. Couldn't an older white male who identified as a younger black female been voted in as president?
That's a great note to end the show. Joe Messina, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's all you've been doing for this entire hour, Joe.
I know.
Thank you so much for rambling with us here at the Gun Owners News Hour. Folks, you can find him at TheRealSide.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours.
Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.